Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He loves every one of us. Every person God dearly loves, He dearly loves you. And He loves you for you, not what you can do for Him. We have to choose life. That's the only way our lives will work right. The Lord has given us the, you know, we can choose to do right or wrong if we want to. Consequences come with wrong choices. And God is pulling for you. He wants you to, he's for you. He wants to see you in your best condition. And that's, you get the best results in life by operating according to the love of God. As you love God and keep His commandments, you're in a safety zone. The Lord has developed, the Lord has developed in every way, and He wants us to develop in every way of life. And the only way to do that is to receive what He's saying. Receive His word in your heart. And what will happen is, your life will develop just like a beautiful flower. Just like a beautiful plant, a beautiful tree. It develops, it grows, and it becomes more and more mighty. If you ever look at a nice oak tree, you know, they grow so strong you can take engines out of cars with the branches because they're so strong. You can you become useful. You become a blessing, an asset. If you choose the life of God and the love of God, that agape love of Jesus, where you will put yourself in a position to help other people. And anything that you do, wherever you work or whatever sport team you play on, you bring something good to the table. You bring something good to what's already in play. When you go to church, the whole church ought to be better off. If you bring the right attitude with you, if you bring the love of God with you, whatever you do will be more enhanced. Now, these things are very important. It goes far against the way of the world system. The world system is not that way. It's wired backwards. It operates in reverse of God's way. It uses others for your own gain. It tries to get other people to be a slave to you. People sell people drugs to make slaves out of them, so that they'll give them all their money for their lousy drugs. This, you know, it's the same thing with loan sharks. It's the same, you know, but the way of God is right. You're a blessing to people. What if nobody became a doctor and learned it well? We wouldn't have doctors. Lives would not be saved. And at any time, we can need a doctor. And you want a good one. You want somebody that's in it because they want to help people. And they deserve every dime they make when they do right. It's time now to look at things God's way from His perspective. If you're a parent, you're in the position of God. You have people that you got to watch out for. You have children that depend on you. They need your guidance. They need you. They need you in your best condition, so that you can help them be in their best condition. And parents that give their children bad advice, that's one of the worst things they can do for their children. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. There are women that have that he cuts grass. You know. He cuts grass on the side. And they let the grass get high. And they got teenage boys that they won't make them cut grass. They won't make them cut. They say it's too hot out there for my son to be out there cutting grass. What kind of man is he going to become if he don't put his hand to the plow? Somewhere, somehow, people have to learn to work and serve others. These things are very important. And it's time now for people to go forward and not backwards, to serve others and not be served. The Lord gave us the example. Jesus came and did good everywhere he went. He went about doing good. We can do the same. If we share his love, if we receive the love of salvation, we can do the same thing. We go about being nice to people, being good to people. Not phony love, real, true love. It's the kind of love that Peter talked about in 1 Peter. Unfeigned love. It's not fake love. It's real love. We love people for who they are. And it's not so that they'll do you right. It's because you want them. We are here. If you believe on Jesus, if you love God, share that love so other people can see it. People are very, very valuable to God. Everybody is on the run. The world causes people to run from God. And there are people trapped in the world, and they don't realize that the world is a trap. But your love and your kindness can bring people, help people see their way out. Now, Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching to the masses of people. And went about doing good, working miracles. Even sometimes he'd raise people from the dead. And he went about being a blessing. He raised a man from the dead, and that was the widow's only child. She was not going to have, she was too old to have any more children. And Jesus happened by. He came by and he stopped the funeral and raised her son from the dead. And the Lord wants to do great things in your life. And we have to receive. He's about to return. And I don't want anybody to be caught off guard and trapped in the world when he returns, and then they be lost. That's a waste. Every person that's lost when Jesus come back, which is soon, that's a wasted life. If be on his side now, because our salvation works by faith. That's why we're righteous. We're righteous because Jesus washed away our sins, and it applies to us when we believe it and act on it. And when you live according to the love of God, you help other people see the sincere change that was made in your heart, in your life. Now, sometimes you have to transition. You have to go. When people are taught wrong for so long, it's hard to transition into light. But you can do this. God is going to help you do it. He's going to help you make whatever transition you have to. If you're lost, you want to be saved, you've seen other people that are saved and they walk the walk and talk the talk and they love God, and you want to be that way, believe on Jesus now. You'll be saved forever. Turn from your sins that cost you everything you got. Sin costs you everything you got over time. Turn from it. Leave it alone. And love God and walk in his way. You're not going to want to sin anymore. You're going to have a new heart. You're a transition. If you're a believer already and you want it, and you have a hard time in life, you're not prospering like the word says you can. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Do the wisdom of the Proverbs concerning work. Do the wisdom of the Proverbs concerning finances. Do the wisdom of the Proverbs and the teaching of Jesus in your everyday activity. Pray for you a good job that will fit you, that you fit. Don't just take any job. Pray for the one that you fit. God knows what you fit. He can hook you up with a work situation that you're most suited for. And then you'll go to work with a better attitude. You may be able to graduate on the job and learn the job, and they may have classes that you know, a lot of people do this without going to college. If you can't go to college, you have some people can't go back to college. So there are work situations out there that will fit you, and God loves you. You can't get to know how much God loves you until you interact with him. interacting with the Lord can make the difference. He will help you transition from the way the way things are now is going to change. When you involve God, you put an interruption to the worldly way, and you're going to transition into a greater way. This takes time, and there's a duration of time, but don't worry about that. Focus on the Lord and do His word. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. There are many good blessings on there, audio files, that's a blessing, and there are some writings, a book is on there, just for you. Study it, read it, hear it, and the Lord, and there's no substitution for studying the Word yourself. These things will aid you in the things of God. Now, that was a man who was taught wrong. And he came to Jesus by night. Now, to help you transition, you're going to have conversations with the Lord sometimes. Now, this is St. John chapter 3. St. John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He spoke a volume to him in just that one sentence in verse 3. Now, he was a Pharisee. Pharisees, they dealt with pride. They loved pride, and they put themselves over the people. They're the ones who were behind Christ being crucified. But one of them saw something in Jesus, and he came by night because he would have gotten opposition from the people around him. No different than you. When you transition from darkness to light, there will be people who will not understand. And your friends that love the world, they want you to be worldly like they are. And when you start walking in love, a lot of people don't like walking in love. They want to reserve the ability to do what's convenient for them. But when you love people, you can't love people like the world does. You have to love people like God does. And if you do that, you're going to learn a lot of wisdom that you can't get any other way. See, I can tell you about loving people and all the benefits that happen, but you'll never see it for yourself unless you're born again and trust God and do it by faith yourself. Now, I found that a lot of good things happen when you walk in love. That touches God's heart, and He will give you knowledge and wisdom. You can't not get any other way. I love people. I love you. I love everybody. And it's a sacrifice just to do these broadcasts, but I love every minute of it because I know people are listening and they're going to be blessed and people are going to miss hell. That's what I want. I don't care what you did before. I want you saved now. I want you to be saved so when Jesus comes, you go with Him. You won't have to go through the terrible things that's going to happen. And from day to day, you don't know when the end of the world is going to be. But when you die, that's the end of the world for you. And that can happen at any time. And I pray that it don't, because God loves you. I want you to have enough time to get yourself together in Him. Now, Nicodemus came to him by night, and Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You won't understand it. You have to trust God on some things and act on what He say. You're going to have to trust Him and then act on what He say by faith. Verse 4 says, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, that's he's thinking like a natural man because, why? He hadn't been born again yet. But Jesus gave him an example. Now, watch what Jesus said. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. When you believe on Jesus Christ, His blood washed away your sin. The prophet John baptized people in water to help them transition. Believing on Christ is the way to go. Being baptized in water helped them do this. He said in verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh. A natural man is just a natural man. And that which is born of the Spirit is also spirit. When you're born of the Spirit, you believed on Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit lives in you, inside you. That never happened before when Jesus had this conversation. That's why the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. And there was no prophet greater than he. But the Holy Spirit didn't live inside his heart like you. If you believe on Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in you. And then if you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he'll come upon you. Okay, continuing. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. That means don't be surprised that I say to you, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. People believe on the Lord from their heart, and you can't tell by looking at them. You can't tell. They go where they want to go. There are people that you know sometimes. The Lord has dealt with them about many things that you really do need to know. The people that really love God, if you hold a conversation with them and be receptive and just listen, God can cause them to say things you need. That's what he's showing Nicodemus. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We relate to God with our heart, our spirit. The heart and the spirit is the same thing. Just like the wind blowing, there are people out there that know God. There are people out there that know of God. And there are people out there that want to know God. And there are also people out there that don't know God at all. And there are many people that don't know him at all. And now, because so many families have stopped going to church, that they have children that are just ignorant of the ways of God. They don't know God. They don't understand him. And if they were taken to church, they'd love God. There are people out there trapped in the world doing all kind of evil things. And if somebody took time to love them and help them and help them understand, they would love God. And I believe that. Any child that dies, this country murders babies because it aborts children. It murders babies. Well, a child and babies, they can't judge sin. They go to heaven and the angels work with them and all of them love God. But the ones born here, if they are treated evil, they can become evil. If they're surrounded by debauchery and evil and nobody trusts each other, nobody loves each other, what makes a person think they'll come out any different? But because we're made in God's image, if somebody take time with them and inspire them in the love of God, they'll come out of sin and they'll get serious about God and they'll take their family to church and try to learn who God is. It's important. All these things are important and they work together. Everything of God works together. The wisdom, the holiness, the love. Now, Jesus said, the wind blows where it listeth or where it wants to, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel? And knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know, and testify that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. He's talking about the Pharisees. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, we speak that the things that we do know, and testify that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Just like in this world, a man can love God, believe God. They have a relationship with him, a thriving relationship. And people around them won't believe it until they see the love. They start noticing that there's something to what we believe. And there really is. I know God. I've had experiences with him. And I want you to have the same thing. I've been to churches where people get healed and blessed, and people prophesy, and it come to pass. And now there are people on YouTube that have prophesied, and what they're prophesying is coming to pass. And then, you know, of course, there's going to be people who prophesy and it don't come to pass. That always happens. Don't be so taken back by people who say one thing and do another. Or say God said do something and it's not true. The word of God is true. And anybody that line up with it and yield to the Holy Spirit, they're going to speak a word that will happen and will come to pass, and not phony words. There's phony words of God, just like there's phony love. If you get phony love, you get a lot of phony things that follows it. And if you get no love, a lot of evil things follow that. But when you have the sincere love of God, a lot of good treasurous type things happen. Now, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that the things that we do know, and testify, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Now, this is true when Jesus said this. The Lord has taken people to heaven now. But when he said this, this was certain. No man has ascended up to heaven. Well, Jesus himself did after this. But before he did, he said, no man ascended up to heaven. Verse 14 says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. When people were getting bitten by the poisonous snakes, the Lord told Moses to get a serpent on a pole and hold him up, and anybody that looked at him would be healed of the poisonous serpents. And the Lord had to do this, but he did this to protect his people. And the serpent on the pole represented sin, just like Jesus was on the cross and represented sin. So the serpent on the pole represented Jesus. He became sin for us. He washed away our sin and gave us his righteousness. His righteousness. My righteousness is not of me, it's of him. He made me righteous. I believed on him. Okay. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life. You can't die believing on Jesus. He said, verse 15, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Watch verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God is more interested in saving your soul than destroying it with fire and brimstone from hell. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He had to make hell to put everything in it that's not of him. Why? The reason why is because if a person grow in the way of sin, they become something so terrible, so hideous, that they can't be in God's kingdom. And if a person don't do anything about the sin condition they have, they still can't go to God's kingdom. It's good that God made hell. That's the only way to destroy sin. And that's God's first choice to do this. He thought of many things, but that's the one he selected. Because it works. Hell works. Hell is good. It's good that he made it. I don't want to go there. It's a place of destruction, eternal damnation, separated from God. People don't come to God because they don't love him. They don't love him because they love the world. You can't love God and the world system at the same time. The world system is comprised of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things, those three things work together to be very deadly, and they're deadly by themselves. The lust of the flesh will take you for a ride. The lust of the eye, you can't be satisfied. You can ever increase and not be happy. And the pride of life, the desire to put yourself above others and others beneath you. And you slander people so that they'll look worse than you. That's not God's will. God hates pride. Now, I'm saying all these things because as you transition, you're going to run into them. And Satan has an argument against everything that can happen. But stay steady. Stay steady in him. Stay steady in the Lord. Operate according to God's love, and you will understand who God is and what he called you to be, what he can cause you to be, and what he's given you. Remember, some people are afraid that God's going to call them to the ministry. That's kind of rare compared to the many people that believe. It's kind of rare that he called you to the ministry. We all share the ministry of reconciliation, but God will call people on other protocols. He does this according to his will, and I don't know, and it's not my business to say who he puts in to do what. I wait on the Lord. He called people, and then they are respected as a pastor or a preacher or an apostle or evangelist or whatever kind of minister they are, a teacher or even a pastor. Whatever God gives you, just be seek him about what to do. And love God more than your ministry. Your ministry is a blessing, and it can cause others to do very well and prosper. And God is going to bless you for being obedient. But never let the ministry be more important than the Lord. Never. Your relationship comes first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if you can do this, you're going to love it. You'll transition so easy when you love God, when you love people. Now, Nicodemus had something to go on. And historians say that he was a blessing to Jesus after this. He said, verse 16 again, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that's God's desire, to save all of his people. And he desires to save everybody. But some people don't want to be saved. So he'll have to save as many as he can and judge the rest. He is going to judge the world system. And anybody that has attached themselves with it will share the judgment of Satan and his angels. And you don't want that. That's not necessary for you. Eve was deceived. Mankind was deceived and swindled. And the Lord pointed that out. And he gave us his word to help people grow. I love the word of God. I love what he's doing. Now, he said, Jesus said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Saved from what? The wrath of God. The wrath of God. God is angry. He's angry at sin. And he's going to stop it. Because there's no room for sin in his kingdom. Leave sin alone. Turn on it. Turn your back on it. And walk away into the light of God's word. And everything you lose because you did what was right can be restored. And John said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Verse 18, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of man, of God. He that believeth on him, on Jesus, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. The light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And evil deeds will cause you to, it'll destroy your appetite for what's right. He said, for everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. See, the Lord loves us. The Lord loves us so much. And when you study this whole chapter, there are many blessings in it. And everybody, people settle for getting saved off John 3:16 without reading the whole thing. Sometimes you got to go back and read the chapter in order to get the full understanding of what God is trying to translate to you. But the transition from a lack of knowledge to great knowledge, or wrong knowledge to truth.